Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Now that's what you need to be doing, and at the same time, when this guy's milking you for questions, give it to them. Tell them everything they want to know, and create yourself an audio brochure to promote the business. And at the same time, you can take segments out of it and create and build your audio cassette program to increase the value of your program. How'd you get into pizza?
I was living in Salt Lake, had been there buying some real estate. Was getting a little tired of that. The market looked like it was peaking out, and I was starting to liquidate the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones were coming to town. I made a phone call to the newspaper to get tickets for the Stones. The guy I talked to that had some tickets for sale was a business broker. I ended up buying a pizza shop.
All right, and so did you run it for a number of years?
Marketing instincts took over. We turned it into the number one selling gourmet pizza in the state of Utah in 3 years.
That's fun.
The monster still is. The sales are just screaming through the roof.
What was it called?
Wasatch Pizza.
Did you have a marketing background?
Oh, yeah. That's what
I do. So do you study J. Abraham stuff?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Okay, great. So you used his techniques to do that?
A lot of them, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, we just kept putting, you know, instead of starting off all the door hangers and the flyers and stuff, we just started off with a lot of personal letters to the neighborhood surrounding each store. And
direct mail.
Yeah, through each store rapidly.
How'd you get them in for the first time?
Made him an offer. In fact, some of the offers just make me laugh when I look back at him now. But the offer would be, you know, free cheese bread or free salad. Now we go really aggressive. We offer, you know, the company that I'm working with here in Las Vegas, you know, we put out a free order of cheese sticks, free 2 liter, and a free salad when they buy any large pizza, and that's to get them in the door.
You know, that's a tremendous way to build a restaurant chain. And there's one restaurant out here called Oscar's here.
Oh, yeah, Oscar's is great.
Now, how you know how they built it? They built it with the free bread, the breadstick.
Yeah, the garlic bread, or the garlic, what do they call those?
Breadsticks.
Right.
That one technique, and think about Mrs. Fields, too. Mrs. Fields cookie.
Yeah, she's on Park City, Utah.
I mean, free cookies. That one concept can literally build a giant industry just giving something away for free.
Yeah, and food's cheap.
Uh-huh. So you built that pizza business, and then you sold it off?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, tell me, you wrote the book from your experience in being in the pizza industry and how you built that pizza business?
Yeah. I mean, the book is, I think it's 24 chapters. It's almost 300 pages.
What's it called?
It's called The Black Book. It says, The Black Book, Your Complete Guide to Creating Staggering Profits in Your Pizza Business.
How long ago did you write it?
It's been about 6 months since it was finished.
Uh-huh. How long did it take?
About 6 months.
So you wrote you just did a whole knowledge dump of everything you knew, everything you learned. What's it about?
Well, I saved everything that we used to market. Certain things worked great, certain things worked okay, other things weren't so fabulous. But
do you have samples of your letters in there?
Oh, yeah. The letters are in there. The book talks about how things that alliterate are, you know, better than things that don't. Like, when, you know, you have a coupon, you know, it's better to say Nifty 1150. It sticks in the brain.
Right.
It's better to say pizza party or, you know, something that alliterates. And
words that can be remembered.
Exactly. Kind of like Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny's original name was Happy Rabbit. Would you remember that today?
No.
Yeah, so you got Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Dudley Do-Right, Yosemite Sam, you know.
Yeah, you can remember them.
Yeah, things that stick in your head, so.
Is the book hardcover?
It's in a three-ring binder.
Okay, so it's an 8.5 by 11. So you have letters, promotions, what else is in there?
Door hangers, postcards.
Everything a pizza business, they could instantly take it and start hustling.
Exactly.
What did you want it to retail for?
It's selling at $327.
$327. Do you have audio tapes that come with it?
Not yet. That's why I need to get the recording going.
Okay, so you want to produce some audio to increase the value.
Yeah, exactly. The number one thing I feel that gets you the most bang for your buck right off the bat is the upselling techniques in there. That's been my forte, is the upselling, and you know, the selling sentences. We've got 17 things in there. There's about four, though, that just will literally pay for the book in the first 2 to 3 weeks.
Give me an example of two of them, upselling techniques.
Okay. When somebody calls and they order pizza, they'll say, like pepperoni, green peppers, and onions.
Mm-hmm.
At that very second, when they're done placing the order for that pizza, you say, extra cheese on that.
And they say...
And the technique is more like, extra cheese on that?
Yeah.
You know, raise the pitch of your voice towards the end. You don't say, would you like extra cheese on that? Because what you're doing is you're forcing the person now out of right brain emotional buying mode into left brain analytical analyzing the question mode. And what causes the left brain to take over is the word, would you like?
Right.
Or, you know, those three words, because now they know, oh, okay, I've got a question I've got to think about. So you don't do that. You stay in step with them. You just say, extra cheese on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a large? Sure. What else can I get for you?
Okay. Talk about the results. If someone implements that technique within their store consistently, what have you seen the increase in sales?
The store here in Las Vegas, Red Rock Pizza, a girl named Kim Streeter owns that. They're generating about $37,000 a year in extra sales from upselling in her two stores.
That's incredible. And it's up to the store to implement it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the training. Mm-hmm. What's another technique?
You talking about upselling?
Anything. I mean, that's pretty damn powerful.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I guess the when you order a pizza, chances are there's probably a little what they call a box topper attached to the top of it. It's offers for your next time around.
Right.
Okay, those offers, a lot of people put their cutthroat offers on there, you know, the $7.99, $8.99. That's always a mistake. What you need to do is put an offer that's just $1, $1.50 off your retail price, because if the person doesn't like the pizza, that cutthroat offer is not going to bring them back. And if they do like the pizza, you don't have to do a cutthroat offer.
Right.
So there's no sense in just constantly giving your product away at cheap prices.
Do you teach the pizza stores how to sell their pizza? I mean, not just fresh hot pizza delivered to your door, but, or, I mean, do you really get into the details of what goes into your pizza and why it's better?
I mentioned a couple of different examples for people to play on, you know, because what you'll see on a lot of pizza coupons is they say dough made fresh daily. And, you know, I yawn when I hear that.
Right.
But when a guy tells me, hey, we use a special recipe and a yeast that was originally smuggled out of Bulgaria in 1888 and brought over here on the whatever ship.
That's right.
We've been, you know, my family has been guarding that yeast culture, the original mother cell, for, you know, 160 years. And I use my 1942 Hobart mixer, and we pour the water's exactly 77 degrees, and it, you know, you got to tell the story.
That's right.
Dough is good, not made fresh daily. That just doesn't mean anything.
And we're talking Schlitz malt liquor, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great. So if I visited that restaurant, I'd see that on the menu or on the table or what?
It's takeout delivery.
It's only takeout delivery?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there a website?
Yeah.
What's the website?
RedRockPizza.com.
RedRockPizza.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's the number one takeout pizza.
Well, this is in Las Vegas. This is, you know, there's two stores here. In Salt Lake City, Wasatch Pizza is the one that that I developed, and it's a monster there.
Is that takeout only?
Takeout deliveries. Two of the stores have a little bit of dine-in.
And how do you spell that?
Wasatch.
Is that online, too?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So
now that one, that's named after the Wasatch Mountain Range there.
So you can really build an ordinary pizza place into a monster with these marketing techniques.
My store that I have in Salt Lake City, the downtown store right across from Domino's and Pizza Hut, is busier than Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll do, I keep saying we'll do, we would be doing $1,800 to $2,000 for lunch while their delivery driver was sitting on the front porch having a smoke.
That's hilarious. Tell me about drinks. Is there money in drinks?
Yeah.
And when you do you do y'all sell drinks kind of like Domino's does with the liter bottles?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of money in those. What I typically use those for is more of a promotion. And we have people buy them, but I like to just give something away like that. You know, order the large and you get a free 2 liter. You know, something along those lines.
All right, is Domino's pizza any good? Quality wise,
anybody's pizza is okay when it's made right. You know, if that's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Papa John's is, you know, build themselves. You know, the better ingredients, better pizza is probably the strongest USP out there.
Which is
better ingredients, better pizza.
That's Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Yeah, that is a good USP.
Yeah, you drew that company on those four words.
Okay.
Their pizza is a little sketchy. It depends when you have, you know, 3,000 stores, so it's not going to be the same everywhere. But
how's the pizza market today compared to 20 years ago?
Well, it's getting pretty tight out there. And with the current economy here in 2003, I'd say it's holding its own right now. But the statistic for you is that last year, these are approximate numbers, 4,300 pizzerias went out of business. And 4,100 opened up, so it's a net loss of about 200 stores.
Mm-hmm. What's the average lifespan of a pizza place?
I don't know.
So they cut. It's probably no different than any. You know, 80% of businesses are gone within the first 5 years.
Yeah.
So most of them are gone within 5 years, probably due to lack of management and lack of marketing.
Yeah, the average pizza store lost $4,200 in revenue last year, while the average chain store, like Domino's Pizza at Papa John's, increased sales by $4,600 per unit. So they're increasing it, obviously, at the independent's expense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I put out the book, is to try to level the playing field a little bit, is to give them even what I feel is probably more marketing muscle than even the big guys have. The big guys have their budget.
Right.
But Pizza Hut is not able to look you in the eye and tell you about their homemade pizza and mama's recipe and all that stuff.
No, they're not. How many customers does a, like, how, to do really good business, and I guess it's relative, but how many customers do you need buying pizza every day from you?
Well,
tell me about, like, for an example, one of your stores in Vegas. How many pizzas go out in a day? An average day. And give me an idea of a kick-ass day.
Well, you know, a kick-ass day here would probably be a couple of hundred pizzas.
Mm-hmm. And you've made money that day.
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes that, you know, you get a huge order that's 140 pizzas all by itself. But, you know, good weekend would be about 200 pizzas.
Is more money come from the individual people, from kids or whatever, ordering pizza for dinner or lunch, or large orders for events? How important is events, promoting events and getting in on that?
Because they're a big bang of cash.
It is good money.
Yeah.
Do you go into that in your book?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, obviously telling them, you know, the different places to advertise to get that kind of stuff, you know, the, you know, everything from the Little League places to the car lots. I mean, I mention all that, but I don't go into, you know, any specific guerrilla marketing to go after, let's say, you know, the fair comes to town and how to get into that.
Right. Do you have a guarantee with your course?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, full year.
Full year guarantee. If you're not making...
I say if you don't make 20 times what you paid for it, then send it back to me.
Okay. That's exciting. All right, so now when you originally called me, you're telling me you've got a guy, older guy, who is in the pizza business or is a consultant.
Right.
Who is he, and how did he get to be a consultant?
Well, his name's Dave Ostrander. He owned a very successful pizzeria, and he is pretty much retired out of that about 13 years ago, and he's turned into the, you know, number one consultant out there in the pizza business.
And are there a lot of them, or just a few?
Consultants?
Yeah.
There's a small handful.
Okay.
Dave is the, you know, the big name.
Because he promotes, he hustles?
You know, Dave is he's like your Uncle Dave.
Uh-huh.
Very friendly guy, very approachable,
mm-hmm.
Straight shooter, not this big corporate slick guy showing up in a suit and tie. And,
right.
You know.
Does he make good money consulting?
I think he does as well as he wants to.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. Tell me, do you know the demographics of pizza owners? Are they a lot of foreigners, a lot of Americans? I mean,
a guy tells me, one of the companies that manufactures the car top sign tells me that it's almost 30% Middle Eastern owned now.
Now, does that make it difficult? Are these guys open to marketing?
I don't think so.
So that's going to cut 30% of your market out.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because they're the 30% that could use it the most.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't have that grasp of the English language.
That's true. Yeah. They're not going to be open to this stuff, at least most of them.
No.
Okay, what about the other demographics? The other is white Anglo-Saxon, you know.
I'd say you've got a fair amount of Italian back east, and then, the rest is pretty much white British, you know, mom and pop.
How big is the market? Individual mom and pop pizza store?
30,000 stores.
Right, that's a lot of stores. That's a lot of people to market to.
Yeah.
Okay, so how'd you hook up with this other consultant? How did he get to marketing your book?
Well, I've just sent books out to anybody that matters in the biz, you know, the magazines, the consultants, and, you know, he got it, emailed me back, said, great book, how can I help?
And what'd you say?
Said, you know, whatever you can do. You know, he wants to use my material in his seminars, and that's fine. So he has my book. I'm not necessarily looking to get into what Dave does. I put out the book. I want to sell the book.
You want to sell the information.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
You know, other companies that I'm working with on other projects, and I don't, you know, at this point in time, want to run off and start, you know, consulting.
No.
In the pizza business.
No, you want to do it. You want to hustle an information product where you don't have to be there. So, has he sold any books for you?
No, this is something that's just started. He's going to do his first show this weekend.
I just do it all yourself. You know what I would do? Just use it. I mean, it'd be nice to have him as an endorsement. Get him to write you an endorsement on the book. Ask him.
I have that.
Okay.
Yeah, very strong one.
So are you ready? Do you want to put some audio and increase the value of your product before you start hustling it?
Well, I want to get the audio together because I see that as, you know, the old funnel technique is maybe a $37 tape that will, you know, guarantee them they'll make their money back the first weekend, and then that could be an entree to the book.
Right. All right, interesting. Is there anything else that I can help you with, do you think?
Well, I think what I said in the beginning is when I asked you about the phone call, I find that I get some of these pizza operators are either extremely tight with a dollar, not willing to invest in their future. I'm not sure what it is, but
okay.
It seems like they're so wigged out, even with a 1-year guarantee to buy a product. I have a fulfillment service. They can call a number and they can ask questions, but I'm finding that I get a lot of these people calling wanting more information than I give on the website, which...
All right, what's your website?
Profitwithpizza.com.
Okay.
Which kind of...
Should tell you something. Tells you they don't have enough information.
You go look at it. There's plenty there. What, you know, they're just leery, you know, spending that kind of money, even with the 1-year guarantee. So I'm thinking if I actually had a phone number and these people just call me and I could talk to them instead of doing this dance of, you know, emailing references that they can talk to.
How are you getting people to the site?
Postcards for the most part. And that's another thing, too, though, is that I'll tell you what, I don't think half these people can even get on the Internet.
That's very true. These people don't have time sitting on the Internet. There's no way.
Half of them are on the Internet.
Half of them probably aren't on it, and half of them don't have time to go on it. They're too busy working. Think about when you own your store. You got time during the day to sit in front of a computer with employees and running the business?
Actually, I did because I wasn't actually down running the business. I had, you know, people doing that. But,
all right, so you're sending out a lead-generating postcard. What does the postcard say?
It has a testimonial on one side, and the other side it says, how I turned a $3,000 a week pizza shop into a $1.6 million a year Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Use an instant cash windfall of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 or more every month. Discover how one pizza operator is making $14,259 extra every month.
Okay, that's good. And how many did you mail out?
I've been working a list of 1,000 right now, just looking for the hook that works, and then I'll
okay.
Get it out from there.
And so you sent out 1,000. What kind of response have you gotten?
I've mailed two ways. I mailed out the first one only to, the first list I mailed to was more like 1,600, only to find out that 400 of those guys were already out of business. And
so you got a bad list.
Well, it's from a friend of mine that runs one of the pizza magazines.
Okay, all right.
You know, that's what I told him, too. I said, man, you're wasting a lot of postage.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then was there a, what kind of response mechanism? Just the website?
The website and a toll-free number they can call to get a recorded message.
Okay, did they leave their name and address?
Some do, yeah.
Do you send out a letter?
Yeah.
Okay, so you follow up with a sales letter?
Mm-hmm.
And then does the letter have a way for them, and then it just directs them to an order fulfillment?
Yeah, they can either call or go to the website to order. But
yeah, here's the thing. You know what you're going to have to do, I think, is I think before a lot of people want to drop 300, 400, what is it, 400 bucks?
327. They're at about 3.5.
You know, it's like with me. I get a lot of calls. You know, sometimes, once in a while, people want to, you know what they want and they want to order, you know, because they know what J. Abraham stuff they're going to, they know about it and they just know I have it and they want to pay for it. But a lot of times, people definitely want to talk to the person who's selling it. They don't know who you are. Everyone's still, you know, distrusting. You may want to take the calls from these people to really learn about what the market's like and start recording the calls when you take them. It may be a hassle at first, but get these questions up front, get them all recorded, and then when you craft your sales letter, you can recraft your sales letter and do a whole question and answer section in there so you can leverage your time, you know, down the road. But you've got to understand your customer and what questions they're asking and what's making them hesitant. But certainly, I don't think it's a bad, I don't think, you need to have all the information for them somewhere where they can go to it. So if someone calls you and says, well, how am I going to use this postcard to promote my business? You can direct them to a tip sheet on your website, a special link that you can direct them, or you can have a phone line where they can get the information, or you can send them a special little booklet if they still have more questions where you're not explaining everything over and over and over again to them on the phone. But you should take some calls for sure before sending them to your fulfillment center, because these fulfillment centers, you know, they're hiring these kids to take the calls. They're not going to sell your product like you are. I think that's a mistake, because you forward a call to a fulfillment center. Come on. I mean, do you think these guys have a vested interest in selling your course? Only
you know, one guy that emailed and wanted more information, I called him directly, and he was just sitting there trying to milk me for all the, you know, the techniques and things in the book. And I went over a couple things with him, but I wasn't going to read the whole book to him.
But then, well, you're going to have to, there's always going to be freeloaders who are going to milk you. You just got to identify those type people. And
yeah, I mean, he never even ordered the book, but I just thought it was funny because he was telling me how much money he was making and everything, and then he's sitting there trying to milk me for some of the upselling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, if you're making that kind of money, order the book, it's chump change, and if it makes an extra $15,000-$20,000 a year.
Okay, listen, this is what you do. If I was talking to you and I wasn't recording it, there's really, it's almost like a waste of my time. It's like you're getting everything out of it. You see what I'm saying? But because I'm recording it, and with your permission, I can take this recording and edit it, and I can create a little audio brochure for you. I have this locked down, you know, in a recording, and that's valuable to me, you know, because I'm giving you consulting advice. It allows another person who comes to my website to see what my consulting's like, or for someone to listen to someone who's trying to develop an information product and what problems they're coming up against, because you're coming up against the same problems other people with information products are going to come up against. Now, I've got it captured on audio, and the next time someone calls, I don't have to sit there and repeat myself. I can direct them to our interview.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what you need to be doing, and at the same time, when this guy is milking you for questions, give it to him. Tell him everything they want to know, and create yourself an audio brochure to promote the business. And at the same time, you can take segments out of it and create and build your audio cassette program to increase the value of your program. That's real important. And that way, you're not wasting your time. You can still give the advice to him. You make it with the stipulation that he doesn't mind you recording the conversation. You can tell him it's for the benefit of him, because you'll have all the answers to his questions on a recording, and you'll be glad to forward that to him in an audio file. But let these people milk you at first, because you can learn what they want, you can learn the questions they have, and you'll see many questions duplicated over and over again. You can revamp your sales letter and put those questions in the sales letter. I have another website called idpen.com. I sell an invisible ink pen manufacturing business where I teach people how to manufacture pens, kind of like what I've done for 10 years. Every time I get someone who emails me questions or they call and ask me questions and I record it, I go right to my question and answer page up on my website and put the questions and the answers right in there. So I don't have to ever duplicate it again.
Yes. I found myself just enjoying traveling around your website because it just never ends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
You get in there and click here and click there, and before I know it, hell, I'm in your living room.
Yeah, it's wild. It is a lot of fun, and I just keep adding to it. If I've got the time, I'll add stuff to it, when I'm dead, imagine if I keep adding to this website for the next 10, 20 years, it's going to be a monster, little bit by day, you know. If I get a good recording one day, after a year, I may have 200 or 300 hours, and that is there forever, and it's captured, and that's what you want to do. So it's a lot of work at first. It really is a lot of work in setting it up. But once that work's set up, then you can have fun and do nothing but promote and lead people to your website. But you want to make sure all the answers are there for them to free up your time.
Yeah, the pizza book, pretty much, I don't want to call it a hobby because it was a fairly serious endeavor. But, you know, what I do is the companies I'm working with an industrial company right now that manufacture product goes on rooftops, tend to get into some of these things where, you know, at a certain level, they're willing to just pay you so much a month, and you put these things into play for them, and it's kind of easy money, but, you know.
What do you enjoy doing most? That's the question.
Yeah, I enjoy sitting in Maui, man.
Fine. So you need to set up, you know, have you had some returns?
I've had one.
All right.
But, I mean, it was a deal where, yeah, I sent the book out, and, I mean, it came back like 2 weeks later. But, so I figured,
You may want to, you know, I'd shorten your guarantee. I know they say the longer the guarantee, the worse chance they are returning of it. And you don't need a year guarantee. If someone's hot on the information and they buy it, they want the information. They really do. And if it's a good book and there's value in there, you're not going to get many returns because no one wants to return it. And not many people are going to take the time to go photocopy it. You want it?
Brian Boyle told me that of the thousands and thousands of books he sold, he got 6 back.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Because that is not bad, because I have my own copy of his book. I don't want to let it go. I want my copy, because if I know what kind of letters are in there. Those letters on how to sell magic shows are gold. If I ever had a client who was in magic, I go right to that. I've got the letter on how to clean computers, which is in his book, which was a real successful piece he put in there. I've taken that letter and given that to my computer repairman. You know, I access this stuff for my clients, because I never know what kind of client I'm going to get, and I have to know what's in there and be able to reference it. So, yeah, if your material is that good, no one's going to want to, you know, let it go. And you also may want to make it difficult for them to take the book and go photocopy it. Maybe you want to consider a comb binder rather than a three-ring binder. All right, well, look, I'm looking forward to looking at your website and checking that out. And I think you got a great product. You got a great market. I think you need to learn a little bit more about your customer and then get that stuff on recording and build up some audio tapes and have every answer anyone's going to ask you available on a site or in a little booklet for them to free up your time. Go to Maui and just run your business.
Yeah, I've worked this list of 1,000. I've sold 17 books.
That's great.
I need to...
Absolutely, you need to get testimonials. All right, you tell them what you do. You just bribe them. You tell them you tell them that you're coming out with an audio tape series, and you'll give them a set of audio tapes for their best glowing testimonial and specific examples of how they've used any of the techniques.
Good idea.
And you need to start collecting them. Every time I collect a testimonial, I've got over 225 testimonials up on my site. If you go to the testimonial page, it's page after page after page. Every one I put up there.
They're very seductive.
Well, they are. They're powerful.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info, product, information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sunoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip. It has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.